I'm bringing up some cases here that may ring a bell. The hostage taking at McCartney's at 71st and Sheridan.
That happened in my last days as chief of police. I ordinarily would have gone to the scene, but I believe that my successor had already been selected, hadn't been sworn in yet. I didn't go to the scene, but I was informed of what was going on, and I remember that. We'd been trying to establish telephone contact with the hostage taker inside the store, and the television reporter called and got the guy on the telephone and did a live interview on TV, thwarting our attempts to establish contact and attempt to negotiate him out. I spoke badly to that television reporter and to his boss.
It was a unique situation. It was a three-ring circus. It was the early days in our special operations team and hostage negotiation team. I believe that George Harrelson was the negotiator that tried to negotiate with him. But that interjection by the news media really gave a dangerous twist to it. And you try to get everything down to the lowest baseline possible and keep those spikes from happening. And this reporter would say something that would generate some real hate and anger and potentially danger into that. And, you know, a surprise that that happened. Somebody acted so irresponsibly.
But all of the problem was still negotiated guy out.
Right.
What was his issue? Why was he holding hostage?
It was an armed robbery that was bad.
By the time he got his 15 minutes of fame, he threw everything but the kitchen sink in there as to what his issues were. Reminded me of that show Al Pacino, Dog Day Afternoon, where he got caught up in the middle of a bank robbery and turned it into a three-ring circus. Kind of reminded me of that.
Well, is it true that all the channels actually went live with this in the 10 o'clock news?
Oh, yeah. It was wild, and we couldn't do anything to circumvent that. It got out of our control, and it just really put a lot of people's lives in danger that didn't need to be.
How was he eventually captured?
Well, I think they eventually did reason with him. And, you know, anytime you can look out a window and see the firepower that had amassed in there, and we have a wonderful special operations team, anytime you're looking down that, there's a fear factor. And that's why we use that. These guys are trained to use everything that they carry, and they carry a lot of stuff.
I think they're confronted with the reality that there are only two possible outcomes. They can come out shooting and be shot back, or they can come out peacefully. It comes down to a matter of choice. There are some people that do that because of suicide by cop. It's not a common thing, but it does happen where some people want to die, but they don't have the courage or the initiative or the know-how to do it themselves, and they commit some act that forces police officers to use deadly force. I spent 28 years with the Tulsa Police Department, another 10 years as chief of police at two universities. In my career, I fired two shots in the line of duty, both of them at the same incident, and both of those shots were fired at a guy who had emptied a 30-30 lever-action rifle at police officers. He was intent on trying to kill us, and I had a clear shot and took it. It didn't kill him. I don't know what my reaction would have been had it killed him, but I can tell you it was my personal belief that when a police officer took someone's life in the line of duty, first it was my duty to suspend him from active duty until the investigation was complete, and second was to sit and talk with him, discuss the case with him to the extent he wanted to. I was not an investigator. I was more in the way of a counselor. I don't remember how many police officers killed someone while I was chief of police, but I know that in every case, there was no happiness, there was no glee, there was no enjoyment in the fact that they had killed someone. It was a realization that they'd taken someone's life, and they weren't happy about it. It was a disturbing event. One officer sat and cried because he was deeply religious and he had taken someone's life.
Let me interject something here, because when Chief Drew Diamond was chief and police officers had killed someone, I must have said something flippant about it on the radio. I don't know what it was I said. But the chief said, I want you to come down here and talk to me about this. And so when I walked into the room was full of Tulsa police officers. They were all standing around his desk behind him. And the officers that shot, one or two, were sitting right there. And I looked them in the face, and I could see that they were hurting. What Chief wanted me to know and understand is these police officers hurt afterward. And I've never forgotten that.
Well, that may be one of the only good things that Chief Drew Diamond did. I respect him for that, but